And we're joined now by Jean McCabe, who is the Deputy Chairwoman of Retail Excellence Ireland, which represents around 1,600 companies, which employ around 110,000 people. Jean, thanks for joining us on Morning Ireland. As Sinead was saying there, one decision that the Cabinet will make in a few hours' time is whether to allow large shops to open 3 weeks earlier than planned in phase two rather than phase three. That presumably, from your point of view, would be good news.
Yes, absolutely. We really welcome the phase that's been brought forward. Consumers, our retailers have been closed for quite some time now, over 3 months. So that is definitely good news.
But how many of them will actually be able to open?
That's the question. The shopping centres still remain closed. And if you look at the August 10th phase, you're talking they'll be closed for over 5 months. So as a group, you know, our members have been annoyed that their stores are going to be closed that length of time. And if you consider that what government are asking, they're essentially kind of contrary to their own health advice, condensing, you know, consumers, which there's going to be pent up demand on a smaller retail footprint. So we have been lobbying them to reconsider the opening dates of the shopping centres, to bring them forward and to spread that pent up demand across a larger retail footprint, which would make social distancing much, much easier. What you could have a case now with the stores now start to reopen, people are going to travel to their favourite high street store. You're going to see larger numbers queuing outside stores, and it's going to be harder to maintain that social distancing. So we think it's a better solution to bring forward the dates of shopping centres, 29th of June, for example. By the time 29th of June comes along, the pent-up demand that was initially there will have alleviated a small bit over the next 2 weeks. So by the time shopping centres do get open the 29th, then that pent-up demand will still be existing, so those retailers still have some chance of recouping some of their losses and having some chance at the season, and also ensuring that it's easier to implement the social distancing.
But you can presumably understand from a public health point of view, which is paramount at the moment during a public health emergency, that shopping centres allow for a much greater circulation of people. So at the moment, at least, according to the public health authorities, it's not safe to do that.
I know, and there's a fine line between public health and also our economy, and I suppose we're moving into the next phase of it now, and we just have been urging government that if we are to be erring on some side of possibility that retailers have a chance of the season, imagine being a footwear retailer with a store full of summer sandals and you were watching your competitor sell out his stock for the next 2 months while you remain closed. And some retailers just cannot wait. They have been closed for such a period of time, and there's rumblings that some just won't wait. So we are urging government to reconsider that and bring it back. And it also allows a situation where government can still control the reopening. We just fear that some stores just won't be able to wait that long and will open sooner, contrary to the government's directive. And that if at least it's controlled and the date is in sight and it gives them some chance of the season, I think it'd be much better.
But how many of your members, for example, who aren't in shopping centres, who have access from the street, won't be able to open again simply because they don't have the cash, the available liquidity to open their stores again on Monday?
There is a big liquidity issue. Now, there are some supports there, but they're slowly coming through. A lot of stores are sitting on the timing, actually, for anyone that was in seasonal retail like fashion or footwear. The timing couldn't have been worse for them. March would have been their peak stock hold for deliveries, and it would have been time for payment also. So there's going to be a serious liquidity issue, and I'd say, unfortunately, we're going to see some casualties as a result.
Would you have an estimate at this point, Jean, for how many might not reopen at all?
Not right now, I don't, Audrey. We would estimate, I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I won't estimate that. I don't want to scare anybody.
Do you think that when the shops reopen on Monday that the custom will be there, or do you think that people will stick to online shopping for quite a considerable time?
We do think there will be a pent-up demand there. So across Europe, there has been a pent-up demand for the first number of weeks. We would definitely envisage that, you know, customers will keep it local, will support their local stores, and the impact that that would have on those businesses right now would be greatly appreciated. To give an example, in Denmark, we're seeing, you know, trading like for like for the first 2 to 3 weeks, or maybe a couple of percent up, and then it alleviates off. And I think that's the piece where the stores in the shopping centre are going to be opening at a period where that pent-up demand will be gone, and recouping any bit of income back is going to be slim. So that's where we're urging government to bring it forward, obviously within line with the public health advice, but to consider that those stores are going to be opening at a time when the economy will be much more sluggish than it is right now.
But it'll be a very changed experience, won't it? I mean, so many people just love shopping. They love browsing. They love going out for the day to shop. And with the prospect of queues, of social distancing, of shops having to steam clothes between them being tried on and jewellery and so on, the fun will be taken out of it.
Yes, it'll be much more functional than when we would know. It won't be as leisurely, but retailers, in fairness, have been quite creative and inventive in ways that they can ensure a safe environment for the customer to shop, but try and maintain some level of that customer experience and that some bit of a personal touch. I think after everyone being, you know, at home for the last 3 months, we're all craving that bit of social interaction, and that can happen in a safe environment as well.
Okay, well, no doubt everyone wishes all your members the best of luck come Monday and in the weeks ahead. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Jean McCabe, Deputy Chairwoman of Retail Excellence Ireland. It's 7:25.